we basically just separate everything that Norman takes, one and two plastics, aluminum cans, mixed paper, newspaper, and also flattened cardboard. So pretty much just take everything out of the bins that people set out and stick them in our trailer and then go drop them off at the drop-off center.
What may sound like monotonous Saturday chores are actually the sounds of a growing business. Kaylin Morrow and Ryan Wood, two University of Oklahoma students, are the masterminds behind Green Street, a private curbside recycling business they kicked off in August.
Actually, it was Ryan's idea. Just seeing that Norman doesn't have it and, you know, working with organizations like CORE and seeing the need for it.
Several times a week, the two hook their 10-foot flatbed trailer up to Kaylin's black Kia Sportage and travel around Norman collecting what their customers leave for them in olive green bins.
It usually takes about 2 hours. We try to start at 8 a.m. and we get around outskirts of Norman, and within Norman, we go out to Rock Creek areas, and we have a lot of customers within the central area of Norman, and just go around and drive our trailer all morning, pretty much, and then go to classes, you know?
The two incorporated their idea into a limited liability company, largely due to the tax implications.
We wanted it to be as easy as possible, and the state makes it pretty easy, really. Took me about, you know, a few months to organize myself, getting all the paperwork done, you know, getting together with an accountant and stuff. I worked pretty closely with Susan Urbach of the Small Business Organization in Oklahoma City, and my mom actually did the logo. She owns Morrow Design. She did the logo.
Because Kaylin's mom, Shirley Morrow, owns a design company, the two were able to save what could have amounted to hundreds of dollars in imaging and advertising.
The artist Lauren, she came and offered to actually promote recycling in Norman and put all the drop-off center locations and our phone number and prices and everything along with the CORE website and passed out. She gave us 400 flyers for free. And that was really instrumental in just being able to hand those out to people who are recycling.
Green Street has made itself known to the Norman community by distributing flyers when they stop at one of Norman's three recycling drop-off centers. Getting their name out there is only one of the many challenges Green Street has faced. Organization, time management, and shuffling paperwork are all things every small startup company encounters.
There's also a lot of confusion sometimes when you're just, you know, starting off. We've had a few mishaps with communication and people are like, oh, what's going on, you know, and we're like, oh, where's your recycling? So, but you know, everybody's been really sweet and we get around to it and, you know, like I said, we're pretty easygoing, so it hasn't been too bad, really.